This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
We had them.
That's it. The Jai figured out how Stonehenge was constructed.
It's simple.
But he's not going to tell you how. You know, you'll have to just trust what he says.
If man. I play, I'll show you.
Now, Stonehenge, seriously, is a very fascinating phenomenon.
I know. And you have...
The pyramids.
We've heard
of
your fascination with it, we've heard about before.
The pyramids are
Many
as well.
Many people are fascinated by those things.
But it's just like a bunch of rocks standing up.
Are they not both wonders of the world?
I don't know if Stonehenge
the pyramids
still made
are.
The cut.
I think Hinge is. We still don't have it fully explained.
It may be the DEI of the wonders of the world. It's very possible. We got the European over there, but John knows how it was all done. The pyramids, the Stonehenge, the Great Wall of China. He had it all figured out, man.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, Jai. Just want to see you. That's all. All right, we'll come back with the rundown. I'm going to put on my GP hat. And if you were hoping the University of Memphis would host the AAC tournament for the next 3 years, got bad news for you. We'll do that when we get back. Jason and John, 99 FM, ESPN. All right, got some local news earlier this morning. Memphis will not be getting the 2026 through 28 men's basketball tournament. The AAC, I should say. The AAC men's basketball tournament. They put a bid in for the men only, apparently, and did not get that tournament with the league opting to keep the men and women's tournaments together for the next three seasons. 1 year at Legacy Arena in Birmingham, 2 years at the Yuengling Center in Tampa. Both venues will be first-time hosts of the tournament. Quote from Tim Pernetti, "We are thrilled to bring our basketball championships to Birmingham and Tampa. Our top priority when we began this bid process was to deliver the best possible experience for our student-athletes. The ability of Birmingham and Tampa to accommodate both championships and the year-round support that we will receive from their respective local communities will help to make these events an unforgettable experience for our players and fans." Legacy Arena at the BJCC sits 18,000. Obviously, Bartow Arena would be much less than that, but they're not having it at Bartow Arena. And then Yuengling Center is like...
It's more like 10 to 12 or 13 more. Smaller, right?
Which I kind of find interesting. Think so. But at any rate, obviously, Memphis did not put in the bid for the women. I saw that on social media. Forgive me. I don't know if it was Munns or Parth or whoever or everybody. I don't know. But the reporting is that Memphis did not bid for the women's tournament. They just bid for the men. So it's hard to be that outraged about it because it is how they did it last year. They had the men and women both in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Makes it easier for their staff.
Right,
and all that.
Right.
And that's what they're
the same
looking
place.
For in this day and age is ease.
And Memphis cannot accommodate both the men and the women because of the Grizzlies. Like, there's too many dates there. It's just not going to work. It's not functional. So even to get the men is a stretch because that's, you know, three straight, what, four straight days.
Of, and you know this better than anybody. The only time they're going to have crowds down there is when the Tigers are playing.
Yeah.
And now, in this day and age, how big is that crowd going to be?
That's right. That's fair.
So we're gonna, you're going to bump Grizzlies for that? Now, they put in a bid for the men.
That's fair.
To that point. You know,
probably would not be much of a difference between, you know, I mean, if unfortunately, if UAB is good and then this tournament, or if USF is good and then this tournament, then Memphis. I mean, I don't, we'll see. But, like, I think Memphis would probably get you, like, 7 to 8.
Yeah.
You know, if they were in it. I mean, that's about what you could expect. I think so.
Right.
It ain't. That's the other part of this.
You're exactly right.
I don't
think Memphis is crying here.
That's the other part of this.
In terms of Memphis tourism and everything else.
No, you're exactly right. Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice to have it, but it wasn't a big deal.
On your terms,
yes.
Right, having the men's tournament here.
This is not a decision that was made 10 years ago when it was Memphis 18,000.
That's
consistent.
Another difference, man.
They don't have that
anymore.
And that's true.
And nor will they have it in Birmingham with UAB. I mean,
but they will not have it.
Or in South Florida, like, those crowds will be bad down there too. But the issue is it's convenience for the AAC in the sense both of those buildings will keep both right there. What surprises me a little bit, and I had somebody else bring it up that would know, is like, it's kind of surprising that they don't have the women's at Bartow, that they're doing the women at Yingling. Excuse me, well, Yingling in after the first year, but they're also doing the women at Legacy in the 18,000-square-foot place, same thing, as opposed to doing them at Bartow, right, and doing, you know, us, you know, just a more of a quaint, intimate feel.
Right.
Maybe more of kinds of fit what you've got.
Right.
But, point, you know, I bet you, Ying, you know, the Legacy Center said, you know what, no, we want you both here. Here's an extra rack of ribs. You know, let's just have it all here. We'd love to fill both of those dates. So
yep.
Probably made it too good. The way I put it, too sweet for the AAC to pass up.
Yeah, you're right. It's, you know, when you think about
that Legacy building needs dates,
sure. The times have changed, right? Like, where in 2014, Memphis was still getting, you know, 13, 14,000 a
game. Yes, bro.
You know.
That's part of this whole, do you still keep paying the price that you're paying?
Right.
To put what you're putting down there.
Right.
If you're only going to get 6,500 seats, you know, 6,500 butts in seats.
Plus, you know, Memphis wants out of the league. So that's another part of it. You know,
yeah, some of it is that.
I'm sure there's a little bit of pettiness involved as well. But Memphis didn't, you know, Memphis could not have accommodated what the AAC was looking for in its accommodations.
Oh, he said it clearly right there in his statement. They wanted it in the same place like they've been doing.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it was one of those deals where it's like, hey, we'll put a bid in. We'd like to have the man.
On our terms.
Yeah. If we can't get the man, then so be it. You know, we're not going to. And I think the AAC decided, hey, you know, it's not 2004 anymore. You're not the only, you know, you'll probably draw the best of anybody, but the difference is not 10 to 15,000 more now.
Nah, the only loss is whatever advantage it would have been for Penny, just in terms of having winning the thing here. I'm telling you, in terms of finally, like, we talk about economic impact like we did the EYBL. Come on, the folks that are going to the games, I'm talking about even for the men's, are the Memphis basketball fans. How many do you have down there for the rest of them at all? That's upset. You're not, you know, that place is cavernous. We've seen it. And especially at the times that Memphis is not out there. And even in those times, it's not going to be packed the way that it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, especially because, as John said, who you're playing.
Yeah.
Which is out of your control.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is what it is. I know Memphis fans will see it. And even I, like, initially, I was like, man, this is baffling. But then you kind of talk it out. And it's it's a sign of the times.
Absolutely.
It's a sign of the times that, you know, you're not even the overwhelming, like, option, right? Like, used to be. I mean, you used to be.
There is now an 18,000, you know, seat arena in Birmingham with this Legacy Center that, you know, that I guess wasn't a factor back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't remember.
It's more central, you know, Birmingham central. Remember, we don't want it as much as we used to, probably.
Well, we don't go to Memphis
because
games
if we
like
did,
we
would have made the bid for both of them.
Yeah,
we would have said this is worth it.
Yeah,
clearly the University of Memphis, Memphis Tourism, decided in its bid it wasn't worth it to go for both of them because it'd be an L in the end. It was probably going to be an L with the men's tournament too.
Yeah, I think you're
so
right.
I said on your terms or nothing. So let the AAC roll. It's not like they got, you know, there's such. That South Florida in 2 years or whatever the 2 years is going to be down there, or UAB is going to have such an advantage that you've given anything up here in terms of for that Memphis basketball program, both of the men and women that got to compete down there.
Yeah.
They're going to be favored, I would think. They go down there and win. Those expectations don't change.
Yeah, and if you're Memphis, there's no, you don't want any part of the women part, you know, like,
Right?
Like, there's just no reason to ever try to put
Here's
a
the other thing. Your staff is the one that's on. You know, that University of Memphis staff is the one that's hosting. They're the ones that are laid out there, split, you know, got to do both tournaments. That's put a lot on them. Everybody was saying, well, we don't want to lose it. That they're stretched thin as it is.
Yep. Yep.
No, your terms are nothing. That's the way we should be rolling around here.
Yeah, and they decided to, and I don't know how it works. I assume every other, you know, conference probably does something similar, right?
Like, well, puts it up for bid.
They keep the teams together. They keep the men's and women's together, right? I don't think there's a, I could be wrong on that, but my guess would be that they have them at least in the same city.
I don't know.
City
you do
or,
that in the Big East? I don't know if you do that in MSG.
Let's see.
Do they still got MSG, right? Or has that changed now? Can't remember.
The Big East women's basketball tournament was in UConn last year, Mohegan Sun. But that's basically just to accommodate UConn.
That's what I was asking, because it's different there that with UConn.
All right, let's see women's basketball for the – let's do ACC women's basketball.
Well, I mean, what the SEC women's basketball tournament, was it in the same place last year as the men's? Men's was
Bridgestone?
Best.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. But at the – you know,
power conferences probably don't have to do it, bro. You know what's happening. We bargain, Shabur. We need them, and we need both.
Yeah, that was in South Carolina.
This is the AAC.
South Carolina hosted it.
We're trying to get both in the same place, bro. We're trying to save some money.
Well, yeah, because we don't have the AAC doesn't have a preeminent women's program anymore. So they can't just say, hey, we're going to put it, like the SEC.
Our best is South Florida, isn't it? And that's it. I think the one we've been sending in the tournament feels it's been South Florida, yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It seems like the last few years. I could be completely wrong. Might have changed by now. But I think it's been South Florida, so they'll have it.
Yeah,
for 2 years.
Yeah,
I think they're our flagship.
Let's see.
In women's basketball.
Last year it was UTSA. Oh, 26-5.
And I think ECU had a weird year, a good year 1 year or something. But I thought South Florida's been the one that's been ranked. I'm gonna stand on that. Is they're still our flag bearer.
They were third last year.
Okay, we had a down year, but I'm putting my credit. I'm putting everything I got on it.
Yeah.
In terms of running it previously. They've been the team, South Florida. They've been ranked.
23-24, they were.
Give me something.
Fifth.
What?
Tied for fourth, I should say. Tied for fourth.
So we've been down a minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, South Florida women's basketball.
I'm trying to figure out where your snapshot in time was.
UConn left, it had to be.
Yeah.
It was the only thing we had.
South Florida, they won in 22-23.
There it is.
Yeah. I think
And you're going to see some dynasty years right there.
Okay, so this now we're learning. This is the last time you were paying attention because it was Katrina.
That's when I thought we had a chance.
That's exactly what
I don't know what's happened under Alex, to tell you the truth.
Well, Katrina was just a stud, man. She was just a stud.
I still believe in Alex.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, 23-24, that was 22-23, yeah. Yeah, so Katrina was still here. That was her last season.
And you know I was plugged in.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you bet on them against East Carolina, bro. I think there was a game where you bet on the Memphis women.
How dare you bring that up? That might have been the last bet I ever made.
I think did you win it? Or did they?
No. I think it was ECU or South.
It was
somebody
ECU.
ECU.
Yeah.
That's why I remember their snapshot.
That's right. And ECU was right there with you in the conference that year. They were a game behind.
Last time I bet on the Memphis women, let me tell you that.
Well, and
last time I bet ever.
You can fade them every game now, pretty much.
I really did. I stopped everything once Trina left.
22-23 was the last time we left Jason there with women's basketball.
Damn.
I mean,
it's true.
And, like, he's getting ready to watch the Grizzlies play the Timberwolves.
It's not, because I was excited when Alex got here. I really was. Yeah. I was ready, and then. You know, first year you figure. It's the second year that was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah.
Supposed to be the takeoff year.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think this is a situation where it's like the AAC playing in your face. Like, I think it's just like this is a poor.
This is where we are now.
League. Like,
with this conference.
Yeah. I mean, again, you need to get out because of the way they do business, because they have to consolidate the two tournaments. Like, nobody else is doing that. So that's like a sign of, like, this is poverty. But,
man, FedEx Forum didn't want all those echoes down there.
No, I mean.
Hello, 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 hello. Got the game down there. East Carolina playing Tulsa.
That's true. I mean, it's not. No. There's no juice with it. Like, fan base is going to travel for that.
You're hemorrhaging money.
Yeah.
Nobody at the concession stands.
No, it'd be a.
We didn't want that.
You would lose money.
100%. That's what I'm telling you.
Because you got to pay people to be there. You got to pay.
Yes,
like,
dude.
You know, so I don't think it's like this great.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, bro.
You know, I don't know what the word is, but affront. I don't think it's this great affront to Memphis Athletics.
No, it's no great loss.
It's just again another little reminder that this conference moves like poverty, and so you got to get out of it.
Mm.
But we knew that. We knew that without this.
We used to get this sort of favoritism and all that.
Yes.
Well, at least it looks like the South Florida women did.
The South Florida women did.
My formerly dominant South Florida women's program.
Yes.
We've had a couple down years in a row, as you pointed out to me.
I mean, we keep having a couple years like this.
Way to educate me.
They're going
to
do co-ed. They're going to start putting the men and women on the same team.
Look like they men about to take over the league. That's what Torvik says. John schooled me on that this week.
Yeah.
They're the favorites.
South Florida is the currently highest-ranked team in the 2026 T-Rank projections. Now, I talked to some college basketball people, and they said they will still be picking Memphis to win.
Of course.
But
I'm picking Memphis to win.
Yeah. I don't really know what to think about Memphis yet.
Think about AAC winner.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Well, I mean, look.
Look what you're in.
South Florida will be better than they were a year. Well, their coach died, in fairness. I mean,
and this is Hodgson. What is it?
Yeah, Hodgson. Yeah.
You know, first year.
AKA Wario. He looks like Wario, bro.
Oh, okay.
He got like the Wario eyebrows.
Okay. Didn't know that.
I don't know what the cut is. I don't know what we're doing with the cut. But
you're going to insult him as he's picked to the favorite to win this league in his first year? You like Penny when first coming in.
That's right.
All the smoke. You want it.
He's 1-0 against Penny. He's got that going right now.
Well, we about to change that next year, aren't we?
I didn't like
his team.
That's
what we did to UAB this year, didn't we? We humbled them after they were picked first.
That's coming.
If this happens, I'm with you. Those coaches are still going to pick Memphis first.
Yeah.
Just like they did UAB the year before, off of respect, off of what you did the year before.
Yes.
Even with all this, with this new roster. You should.
I mean, you don't need to reinvent the wheel here. You just need to okay, who's the champ? Who's the king? Right now it's Memphis until proven otherwise.
Now, it is a completely different team.
It is. But it's still Penny.
Right.
It's still the same staff.
Where we should be. It's where Tulane is in football.
Right.
We're doing that in basketball now.
Exactly.
We need to be doing it in football.
Exactly. So no tournament in Memphis for the Tigers, unfortunately. Just not in the cards this year.
I want to do this now. And, John, you can tune out for a few because I know this is not going to be relevant for you. But I hear we might not have our man here. And Brad, if you're not listening on Monday, I want to make sure – because a respect burger is due to your St. Louis Cardinals. I'm very excited about what's going on right now in baseball, and particularly in the NL Central. Yes, yes, yes. Because the Cardinals have had an unbelievable turnaround in the month of May. They absolutely have. And many of you all that are Cardinals fans, you already know this, but you're probably not hearing much about it still. Because I don't think nationally, maybe you're starting to get a little bit of love. You're moving up the power rankings and everything else. But I don't think this story, these St. Louis Cardinals, who I left for dead. I looked and left them for dead on May 2nd. The Cardinals dropped to 14-19. Brad probably remembers it well, and many of you all do too, but Jeffrey Wright would be one who remembers it. Cardinals fans all over. Was a 9-3 home loss to the Mets. Next game was postponed. Maybe you remember. This was the beginning of a very long month of May in which you've turned it completely around. Came back, won the next two to take the series against a very good Mets club, but went on to win 9 in a row and 12 of their next 13. And again, it is now 18 of the last 23, 18-5 to have pulled within 3 games of the Cubs and to make this really fun. Now, later on next month, June 23rd, a couple days, we'll be flipping the calendar. So next month really is already here. Cubs will be up in St. Louis. And no, I don't have a money right to be able to go right now. Brad, I'd love to go with you up there and finally experience what Cub Cardinals, especially when you're right there at the top of the NL Central, looks like y'all want to play. Looks like you want to be competitive. It would be so much fun to be in there with you, but my money won't be right. And so I look down. Looks like in August we come back. Because that's the one thing about it. We don't get y'all, but the one time it seems like before the break. And then we'll have all our little fun, right, back and forth division fun going for this title in the second half. But what I wanted to do, in case you're not here Monday, was go ahead and give you your flowers now. Give you your respect burger now.
George will be in Monday and Tuesday.
Hey, you know what? Then we nailed this. Then you're getting to hear it right now. Mm-hmm. 18-5, your Cardinals, this month of May, after that loss.
Wow.
To the Mets. Dude.
That's great.
You think this is – Brad thinks I'm blowing smoke up his butt.
Not at all. No.
Yep. Well, it can't. It can't.
I
be
just
that
like you're
because,
prepped out on this. This
because
is great.
This is all. You're this me. Is all facts. Cardinals after winning that series against Mets, very you know, to a point. Okay, well, they had lucked up, right? They lucked up. They're a terrible road team and everything else. You just figured, oh, well, they lucked up, won that series. Mm-hmm. That one was at home. They go on to sweep Pittsburgh, sweep Washington, beat Philadelphia in the series, beat Kansas City in the series, swept Arizona, who is a good team, by the way, the Diamondbacks, and then just took 2 of 3 on the road from Baltimore, which you should do, but you did it. A team that now looks like it's ready to take care of business. It's been your pitching that's impressed me most, and I think surprised a lot of people how consistent it's been. And, yes, I say all this to say it looks like it's going to be a fun summer for those. Listen, was I talking any baseball last year? No, because Cubs were not. We're not a truly competitive outfit that was ready. Now, we challenged for a playoff spot, whatever else seems like. But no, this is going to make it more fun. And what makes it even more fun is that I work with a Cardinals fan. I got a best friend who's a Cardinals fan. And like I said, it looks like my man Les Kruger, I believe, a listener, one of our loyal listeners, love him to death. He's a Cards man. He gets tired of my Cubs talk. Looks like we're all going to have a little bit of fun, guys. This summer, I'm looking forward to it. Congrats on getting in the race.
You know, it seems like over the years, more Memphians have become Braves fans because of Acuna and what they were doing. Now, Acuna was out for a year. He's back. But, like, it is nice to finally turn the tide here a little bit with all these new Braves fans that have been bragging about the Braves, Braves, Braves.
I don't worry about the Braves. Cubs Cardinals is what does it for me, and especially when both are competitive. You're right. I mean, we got Austin Riley. He's a Brave, and we got, you know, many, many fans. He's from here. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's many reasons to love the Braves. We got Atlanta transplants in Memphis. A lot of
Are you more Braves or Cardinals, John?
NA.
This is still Cardinals country.
Not applicable.
Not right. You don't like anyone. Whoever you're betting on?
Don't even bet baseball.
It's a hard bet, that's for sure.
Baseball could be fired into the sun and die a 5,000 degree death.
It kind of is.
I would not know
actually.
The difference.
There you go. Well, that, you know, appreciate it. It was just
Aaron Judge.
This was an opportunity. Yep.
I'm glad that your Cubs are holding it, man, though. They are not buckling at all.
No, we literally have one of the best offenses in the league.
It's really good.
He's leading the league in RBIs, PCA. Now I understand about him. And that's, again, this was a conversation really just for me and for you.
For you guys.
Yeah, just for me and for you.
That's special.
Imagine me as I'm just a member of the audience in this one, right? Like, I'm not here to participate.
There are Cardinals fans out there, though. And I want you all to know I'm aware. And I appreciate your effort. I'm really proud of you guys.
Cardinals on 790, our sister station. We carry all the games.
You guys have done I'm dead serious here. This is not smoke. You guys have done an unbelievable job, 18-5 in this month. What a turnaround. We should be talking more about it. Congrats to you, Cardinals fans. It's going to be a fun summer.
I'm excited about it.
Where's McGuire? Where's Sosa? Let's take it back.
Right.
Run it back, baby. All right, we're going to take a break. Jeff Calkins joins us on the other side. We'll talk to him. About the AAC tournament and more. Jason and John, how do you turn to family?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jeff Calkins! Host Jeff Calkins Show! Eddie Memphian! He excites me. Number one in the 901. Joins us usually on Monday, but it's Friday. We're making an exception. He joins us now. So, you had a dream, and that dream was to one day again cover the AAC tournament in Memphis. But it's dead. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you it's dead. You're not going to get a chance to do it because they're going to Birmingham, and then they're going to Tampa. And by then, of course, Memphis will be in the Big 12. So, sorry.
Well, dreams die hard, man. You know, that's a tough blow. But you do wonder what went into that. Have you speculated?
Well, no, I thought the word was that they didn't bid on the women.
That's what they, yeah. And I think there's something to that.
Why would they bid on the women? The women's basketball team stinks. I mean, why would they have any interest in hosting it? I mean, it makes no sense. I get it completely.
Well, the reason you have an interest in hosting it is that you understand that the only way you're getting the men is if you host the women too. I mean, that's what everybody else did, right? That's literally what everybody else did. So I think that would be the argument, is that the only way we're going to get this if we do the men and the women. And let's be honest, maybe there will be a day someday when the women's basketball tournament is well attended. Hopefully that day happens. Right now, outside of Memphis, no one comes to the men's tournament. Honestly, like it's kind of crazy. I was down there in Fort Worth and there is nobody. Like, you know, whatever, they're playing UAB there. The UAB 20 people, and all of a sudden UAB gets the freaking gets the game. I mean, they will have UAB fans, obviously, when it's in UAB, at UAB. Mm-hmm. But if it, just in terms of the passion and interest of the fan base, this isn't close. And it's kind of disgraceful because there's no other fan bases that do anything. And Memphis is clearly the overwhelmingly – you could argue it's either arrogance on the part of Memphis that they didn't bid for the women too. But I had basically been told, you know, occasionally you hear logistical problems. They have to juggle with the Grizzlies and whatever else. Mm. But I had basically been told, like, we know the women's tournament's a money loser, so we're not going to bid for the women's tournament.
I mean, it honestly makes total sense to me. Like my whole thing, what I said on the show was, like, this is less an affront to Memphis as it is – Like the AAC moves like poverty. They have to have their men's and women's teams in the same places. So it's just another reminder that you got to get the hell out of this damn thing.
Well, that would be good. But don't you remember? Literally, it was just last summer. It was last summer when the Pac was flirting with Memphis, and we would, even if Memphis wasn't going to go to the Pac, and I know you were arguing in favor of the leap, John, there was this theory of, hey, maybe they can get a lot of things to stay. Maybe they'll get like a sweeter deal. Maybe they'll get the conference basketball tournament.
Right.
So much for that, you know?
Right.
So much for that. Like, I think we already learned they didn't get a sweeter deal, and they didn't even get the men's, they didn't even get the men's basketball tournament. Yeah. Yeah. They're not exactly taking care of the University of Memphis.
It feels like it's going to be, at least in listening to you talk about this Bills team, this is your year, Jeff. And so it maybe you're going to be the most, you know what I'm saying, the most protective you've ever been, the most downplaying you've ever been of your team. I'm curious if that is indeed the case, and it feels like it's going to be the case. And here's the thing, like, you have to remember, Philly, that division, and it's weird about the NFC East, nobody wins it twice in a row. It's like 21 straight years or whatever else. Now, Philly could come from the wild card spot and still be the dominant team in the NFC and win the Super Bowl. But I'm looking at you, Bills. I'm looking at Josh Allen. I'm looking at, so long as you get your, you know, our man Cook back in there, get him happy, you guys are the team to beat. Now, I know a Bosa went down, if I'm not mistaken. Hopefully that's not a bad omen. But how are you going to deal with what feels like maybe being the favorite this year?
Well, they're not the favorite this year. Like, they are, so they are the only team that is picked to win every game, which is saying something. It's partly because, I mean, you look at the home schedule. They've got Kansas City at home. They got Baltimore at home. They got Cincinnati at home. They got Philadelphia at home. Like, literally, all the best teams in the league, the Bills play them, but they happen to play them at home, and that's why they are favored. To win those games.
Every
They're not game. The betting favorite. They are not.
No, Philly is. Philly is the betting favorite. But you in the Baltimore.
Are even two?
You in Baltimore have the best odds in the AFC, tied as of yesterday. Yes.
So I would say, and Baltimore has to deal with a tougher division. The Pats will be better,
true.
But let's be honest. Baltimore has to deal with a tougher division. Those were kind of lucky. Is this the year? Probably not. Like, it's, you know, for any year. For any team, this is probably not the year. I'm realistic. It's not just started. I'm going to try to get myself to watch every game this year.
Yes.
I'm going to try to get myself to actually watch every game this year. That's one of my vows, is to try to do that. I think they'll be good. I think they'll be better. They didn't really add much on offense. They added a couple of receivers to replace the receivers they lost. They did a lot on defense, but as you point out, really
Bosa
the
one, yeah.
Bosa has got a calf.
Okay.
He's okay. Except for the fact that he always has something, right? Like, it's a calf now. So they added Bosa. He's got a calf injury. The thing about the Bills is interesting, is that who do they, besides Josh Allen, who do they have who's a top five player at their position?
Well.
And the answer is nobody. Yeah. Like maybe James Cook is a top seven player at his position. But it is interesting. Like, Lamar, you know, maybe the best safety in the league plays for that team, right? Like, you can look at maybe the best running back in the league, or one of the three best running backs in the league plays for that team. Like, you can look at that team and say they have other difference makers. The Bills literally have one difference maker. He was the MVP of difference makers, but they got nobody else who scares you. And that's been one of the problems. And we'll see if Josh and a whole bunch of B-plus players can get you to win a Super Bowl.
But Josh showed us, too, you don't need – I mean, Stephon Diggs was probably top five, at least in fantasy, right, for at least at some point in there. And y'all shown that you don't necessarily have to have them. Maybe you're KC that only needs one or two of those guys and can fit the pieces in, because Josh Allen's that good. And you can just have the right ones around, like you said, sort of B-plus guys, and do it.
Even KC has a defensive lineman.
It's true. Chris Jones. That's why they've got two of them. Yeah. Right. Chris Jones.
They got a tight end who's among the best in the league. Yeah. And so, like, there are other guys who you have to, like, account for on that team. The Bills don't – like, there's no one. Ed Oliver, like, who scares you? Nobody. Nobody scares you.
That's
Josh Allen scares the hell out of you. And so he's getting married this weekend, I believe.
Good for him.
Haley Steinfeld. He was in camp, voluntary camp, this week.
I didn't know that was this weekend. I got to get out there.
The wedding?
You got to get out there. Yeah, exactly.
You're
going
to stop it or something?
No, I'm in full support. I can't wait to celebrate them.
Cook will enter that territory this year, so long as y'all make him happy, right? I mean, he's kind of scary. What do you have, 18 touchdowns?
I think he is.
Yeah.
He's like, I think you can make an argument. Like, people will say don't pay running backs, except,
he
did was doing last year. Weirdly enough, he wasn't their third down back. He's sort of shifty, so you would think he would be. But he's not a great – he does not get as many touches as the other really good running backs in the league because he doesn't really pass block. But I thought he was tremendous.
He was sensational.
Last year. And I suspect – I don't know that they'll take care of him, but he'll play because he's got to on his contract,
right?
And he's got to try to be the best version of himself because he wants a big contract somewhere else. So I think he'll be there and he'll be okay, and he'll be really good. I think he's a tremendous player. I think Dalton Kincaid was like last year when everyone made Dalton Kincaid their fantasy secret surprise fantasy superstar at tight end. I think that was. I knew that was overblown, but this year I think he's sort of underrated. And it'll be fun seeing him on Hard Knocks. I'm looking forward to that.
Do you think Stephon Diggs was invited to the wedding?
Ooh. Don't think Stephon Diggs was invited to the wedding.
Yeah, they didn't. Those two, remember, at the end.
Josh is not a pink cocaine guy. I didn't know until
I wouldn't try to make any kind of grand statements. I was more asking about their relationship.
Yeah, I thought wasn't there a little beef there, Jeff?
It was total beef.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah. I mean, Stephon Diggs literally took shots, certainly his brother took shots.
That's right.
Josh never said anything about Stephon Diggs, but Stephon Diggs said things about Josh, and it's very clear the Bills
made the right move. Oh my gosh,
that was the right move. Looks smart. In the end, you know, and it enabled them to have a summer this summer. Where they added a bunch of free agents because they didn't have his money still on the books.
Diggs did say last season, though, that Josh Allen should have won MVP. Like, he said it in December.
After he was gone, though.
I'm just saying, maybe they've – I don't know.
Maybe
I mean,
they mended it.
Yeah.
You want the pink stuff to be there.
I'm just saying
it's like Antonio Brown, it looks like. He just, you know what I'm saying? Do you want that element around your wedding?
I mean, honestly,
we don't want that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm with you, Jeff. You didn't have that element at your wedding,
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. John's wedding was pretty wild. You know,
John's was that wild. I'm glad I didn't take
John's
my kid.
John's wedding was pretty wild.
Really?
You couldn't hear.
Was there white
wild.
Stuff down there too?
You couldn't hear it from up.
It was all white, wasn't it?
That's the shore.
It was a white wedding, wasn't it?
Was it a white wedding?
The only issue was that I just drank too much. I mean, that was the only issue. And that
you
was,
drank a lot. Your brother was dancing up a storm.
My brother was outrageous.
Your brother was outrageous.
He was on Stephon Diggs like time that week.
Demon time.
He was.
So the Martin brothers were on demon. Both of y'all.
He met some girl from Ole Miss.
John went snorkeling for the first time in his life.
I did.
I swear to God, I never thought that would be the end. I never thought I'd see him again.
Yep.
He was near death.
Michael Phelps-esque.
from death by snorkel for John. So,
yeah, it was a great.
I missed Jeff's speech, and then of course seeing you and Sam kiss. Those are the things I miss. But John, know Jeff's speech. He says he's not inspiring, but he knows he is.
No, Jeff's speech was. It was like when Dad takes control of the steering wheel. You know what I mean? It was definitely going on.
Here's what we're here for.
There were some speeches that were not that well thought out.
Well, it wasn't that, Jeff. Okay, let's not be insulting. It was more of that. they couldn't get out the words. Like the emotions were running so high.
Oh, that's true.
It wasn't
that they
weren't well thought out. Although, you know, let's not upload this podcast, Brad. it was that, you know, my brother
they were emotional.
Bleh, 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 and all the sisters, of course, were barely getting it out, you know. So, you know, then Jeff was like, all right,
that's
this is going off the rails.
Let me show you a public speaker.
I was cold and calculating.
Right. That man came in like Obama.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That's
what he does.
That's how it felt. I mean, he really did.
Professional this thing up.
He was like the audacity of hope, the audacity of marriage. You know,
I brought out the pink stuff. You know, I said, say daddy.
That was a week, man. That was a good time.
Say daddy.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
And congrats to Josh and Haley.
Thanks.
Send our love.
I'll pass it along.
Yes.
Bye.
I'm guessing that Jeff doesn't hear that much anymore. Daddy.
No, I don't think so. I don't, but maybe.
Right?
I don't want to rule it out. He is freshly married.
His young men are grown.
Well, he's married as well.
I understand that.
Yeah, he could hear.
We're narrowing it down.
I don't think Jeff is the type, though. I don't think he's the call me daddy type.
He said it a few times this week talking about this and seemed to have enjoyed it.
Well, I think that it's part of
it. Did you hear him kind of sign off with it? Call me daddy.
If you're in your
60s, he kind of enjoyed it. He kind of, that's what I'm saying.
It's more like call me granddaddy. Right? I mean, it's more like call me grandpappy.
No. No.
You can't be daddy in your 60s, bro.
He's the most in-shape 60-plus man we know. He's not grandfather-ish.
He's not.
And he hasn't. His kids don't even have kids.
No, they don't. No, he's not a grandfather.
He does not strike me whatsoever.
He's still dad. You're right. He's not a grandfather.
He's still just dad.
If you are a grandfather,
like you said at the wedding, it was dadly.
Right. It was very
fatherly. Wasn't grandfatherly.
But that was 8 years ago.
But he still doesn't have grandkids.
No, you're right.
And I still see him as fatherly as opposed to... Now, at some point, it will become that.
Do you agree that if you're a grandfather, you can't ask somebody to call you daddy anymore?
That's what Bill Belichick does, I'm sure.
You cannot call it... Does he have grandkids?
Bill Belichick got kids my age, I believe.
But does he have grandkids?
Well, don't you think their kids, if they're mine, he's got... Yeah, I'm sure Bill Belichick's got... I'm going to take a guess. I'm going to bet the house on it. He's got grandkids. And I'm not betting anything. I'm betting change.
Right.
I'm betting hope.
He's got 5 grandchildren.
Now you know, little Miss Dotson, what's happening there. That's why he likes it so much.
That's crazy. That's just so crazy. I mean, I just feel like I would feel weird.
Did you see the stuff with the pivot and the controversy there about having them on?
Mm-mm.
And things Ryan Clark has said about that.
I missed that.
Oh, yeah. A crowd or two went chirping about it and said some stuff he's had to apologize for.
Heard, he was still apologizing for the damn flagrant foul stuff. You know, that was going on like 2 weeks. And then like it came out that like it was like a...
They had those two on.
Yeah.
Belichick and
I did not
Jordan.
Know that.
Oh, yeah.
And then did anything come of it?
Nothing, which is part of the story, too. You know.
Right.
Channing said there was a reason for that, but a reason for that he ended up having to apologize for because he lied about saying she was orchestrating it, basically made it that way, which was a lie.
Yeah.
Turns out Ryan Clark had already talked to both of them beforehand, which Crowder didn't know. There's a lot to that one.
Right.
It was not a good look for what has been a great show, but one that has sort of held up this, we're honest, we call it like it is, we're not going to script anything, apparently, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe not, you know, if not, not... what it appeared, at least with that interview.
Definitely. Interesting. All right. Thanks to Jeff Coggins for joining us on the show. Coming up in just a little bit, part of the podcast is going to join us. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, the roster, AAC tournament, get the lowdown there. And we got Fade Brad. Maybe one last game in the Eastern Conference Finals. And this is one where he's really going to be in a mental pretzel because now he's got to decide, do I fade the Pacers right at home? Or do I fade the Knicks, his beloved Knicks, getting points? I mean, this is really a pretzel for him, a real dilemma. So we'll do that in just a little bit. Stick around. Jason and John, IDTownFM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.